Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up? It's your boy, Steve Cardenas, a.k.a. Rocky the Red Power Ranger, and you are listening to The Carbonite Crew Show.
Kids, I'm going to tell you an incredible story.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Expecto Patronum!
I am no Jedi.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Assemble.
Welcome into the Carbonite Crew Show. That's the intro for the show today.
All right, let's do it. Welcome in, guys. It's been a while, but we are glad to be back. I missed this. I missed y'all. Let's hop into this.
Yes.
Do you like my y'all?
Yeah,
I did
dude.
A good one, didn't I?
I actually used y'all today, and I got questioned about it at work. It was fantastic.
My best friend lives in the South. I am allowed to say it.
That's actually, I will say that next time. I said I was just trying to pizzazz up my vocabulary.
So. Pizzazz up. There you go.
Pizzazz up. Pizzazz
it's
up.
Pizzazzy.
It is pizzazzy. Is that a word? Pizzazz? Pizzazz?
No way. Not a chance.
Not going to waste time Googling it today. Maybe in the future on a show. But since the last time we've been here, 5 episodes of Kenobi have come out. 5. Basically the whole show.
We recorded after the first 2, so 3 have come out since we recorded.
3 have come out. Our reactions for episode 1 and 2 are on the channel, so check those out. There are some wild reactions. Wild enough that we
ended up like 4 in the morning.
It was 4 in the morning where you were.
Oh, and it was one
which
for you.
The best part is we planned it so you would get up early and watch it. And then like literally 10 minutes after you went to bed, Disney Plus, like, surprise, we're going to release it early. It's available in like an hour.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
I was so upset for you. I was like, no, this can't happen. But 3 episodes of Kenobi have come out. I feel like we were super hyped for this show. Like we were ready to go. And there's been a lot of hate for the show. There's been a lot of complaints, a lot of backlash. And I don't want to complain about Star Wars. I don't want to complain about Obi-Wan Kenobi because, I mean, this is going to be the best show ever, right? However, can't say I completely disagree with everything.
Yeah, I think I'm there with you. So why don't we go ahead? Do you want to go ahead and start by just kind of recapping our thoughts on the series overall before we hop into like an episode 6 breakdown or episode 5?
Yeah, so I think the series as a whole, I don't want to say it's been underwhelming because that feels like a really big word to use. Like it feels like a very big disappointing word, I guess, to use to describe the show. But at the same time, it has been kind of underwhelming. I'm trying to take some of that blame because I do think that is on a lot of us for having expectations so high. And I think we all knew that, but we told ourselves, nope, it's going to live up to it. And I don't even know what it's been. I think that's my big thing is I don't even know what's lacking. I know you and I have talked about like the character of Reva, like the character, not the actress, just the character of Reva has been very like, it's fallen very short. And in my opinion, I think that's because there's things to her backstory that we do learn in episode 5 that we will talk about in a few minutes, but that we should have learned in episode 2 or 3, Even episode 3, I think, would have helped a lot, you know, halfway through the series. And the fact that we're just now learning them, and the fact that I don't even know where the twist or her backstory is even going into the last episode, like, I'm just kind of all confused with that. I feel like her as a villain is lackluster. Yeah. If you were going to make Vader the villain, make him the villain. If you're going to make the Grand Inquisitor the villain, cool. Like, we have a history with him. We know he can be terrifying and dangerous. Cool. If you're going to introduce a new character, got to give me something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I just, I never felt that connection.
Yeah, no. No, it was weird because you, like, she pops up and all of a sudden she's just this, like, she's a major part of the show. I mean, she is.
She's the main
obviously Thanos. Obi-Wan's the main character, but, like, she's probably number two as far as, like, what we're actually getting from as far as storyline and all that stuff. And it's just like, who is she? Why do we care? Like,
could you make an argument that she is the main character?
Almost.
I feel like she could.
She might have more screen time than Obi-Wan, like, at least in the last couple episodes. Like, the first two, I think, was more Obi-Wan, but the last two have been so much her, and we're just like, what? Like, what is going on? You just don't really know. And they explain some of it now, but it's just like you said, it's like, okay, I think we're maybe a little past the point of no return here, and it's just like, I'm finding a hard time caring about the character, and that's like the biggest thing for me when it comes to storytelling is the characters. Like, that is, I think it's the most important part in general, but I can't get past bad character development, and that's kind of what it feels like we have here.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily, I think they almost, I'm trying to, like, not verge into episode 5 review here, but like, you can give us a good villain without giving us, like, making us feel sympathetic for her and still make her or whoever it is a good character. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
look at Thanos. Mm-hmm. There was no sympathy there until, like, maybe partway halfway through Infinity War, whatever.
Right, right.
But you were still like, they still gave you reason to, like, hate him. Like, you know, whether it be killing Loki in the first 5 minutes of his, like, real of his screen time, or I don't know. And, like, this, it just felt like, like, after kind of learning her backstory, like, you know why she's doing what she's doing, but without that context, like, I don't want to call it annoying, but it's just like, I don't know, generic? Is that a good word to use?
Yeah, I think so.
It's
not exciting. I know it's not that. I think is the problem that, like, we expected an Obi-Wan show. And we're getting, like, Obi-Wan and this other person show?
I don't know. Because, like, I think if you watch the first episode, the first, like, 10 minutes, you get, like, the Inquisitors coming, right? And, like, just with the first, the first whole scene with the Grand Inquisitor and his dialogue with like, the cantina owner, I was like, okay. I'm okay, this is going to be terrifying. They're hunting. And then that kind of just disappears.
Yeah, it just kind of goes away.
Even with, like, kind of the headbutting you had there between, like, the Grand Inquisitor and Reva, like, yo, you need to stop this. You're gonna get in the way. And then I don't know. Like, I'm fine. It's hard to find the words to describe, like, my issue with it.
Yeah,
because I guess I can't put my finger on it. But it's just lackluster. I mean,
yeah, it definitely has been. I think, like you say, underwhelming was too big of a word, but that's what I feel. I feel underwhelmed by this show. Like, I had really high expectations. And so, but I don't think that's unreasonable. Like, we've been waiting to see this character for 17 years. Like, 17 years is how long it's been since we've seen Obi-Wan played by Ewan McGregor. Like, yeah, of course we have high expectations. Of course there are things that we want to have happen, like, that we're excited about. And then we just kind of get this, like, awkward, kind of clumsy storyline with a questionable antagonist slash main character. I'm just like, Like, what's really happening here? Like, one of my thoughts, and I want to share this one before I forget. Like, we've gotten the rumors that there's going to be a season two, right? Mm-hmm. Is part of the problem, because I think for me, part of the problem is I thought this was going to be a one-time, only 6 episodes, and never again we see Ewan McGregor play Obi-Wan Kenobi. And so if that's all we get, these 6 episodes, it's going to be huge. But if it's just the first... Legacy. Right. But if it's just the first season in several seasons, that helps how I feel about it. You know what I mean?
100%. 100%.
But we just don't know yet.
100%. And you know, part of that whole thing is, like, are they rumored a second season because of how this one's going? And they're just like,
right, crap. Right.
Like, throw the bag at them because we need to bring them back and try this again.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Something that just popped into my mind during this conversation is, I think part of the reason it's underwhelming too is because we've seen what they've done with Star Wars TV in the last 3 years and how exciting it can be.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side of the coin, there was never, speaking explicitly about The Mandalorian, there mm-hmm. was never an expectation there of what to expect. Yeah.
Right, we just had no idea. You know what I mean? Yeah.
However, when it came to the Book of Boba Fett, we had expectations because of Boba Fett, mm-hmm. and look how that went.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this fine line of, like, how do you toe expectations?
Yeah.
And then plus, like, where we're at timeline wise, it's not some exciting period, right? It's not heroic Jedi going around.
Right.
It's a very hard time. And I think, like, from a realistic standpoint of what Ewan McGregor has done with this character and, like, how realistic it is of someone that has, like, PTSD or, like,
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah,
it's just, you know, like, the way he's portraying it is fantastic. I love
it. No, I've loved it. I absolutely love the Obi-Wan portrayal.
But I don't know. It's like, you can't really use that as an excuse, because you can make up an exciting story. Like, because I started playing Fallen Order. I know I'm, like, 5 years behind, but, like, I got through, like, the first 15 minutes when the first Inquisitor attacks Cal Kestis, mm-hmm. and I was invested. And I've known that right. character for 20 minutes in a game. And, like, and that Inquisitor specifically for, like, a minute and a half. And I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. God, this is crazy. But we're 4 or 5 episodes into Kenobi, and I'm like, all right. Like,
yeah.
Okay. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't want to join the internet hate, because I think there are a lot of people hating to hate, and they just want to grasp onto that negativity and be like, mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
First, because people, like, I always say Star Wars fans are the best, and they are absolutely the worst. Like, 100%. Like, you just, mm-hmm. it is what it is. And, but, because there are really good aspects of the show, but, yeah, I think overall, it's just been very underwhelming. But,
yeah.
Let's
play the positive game.
Okay. Positive game.
What's your favorite part?
Darth Vader. I'm sorry. Like, it's what Disney has done with Darth Vader has been phenomenal. It's been great. It's been so mm-hmm. good. That's another thing. So, like, episode 5, before we get into the review, like, episode 5 has a lot of Vader, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw someone on the internet say, like, I thought this was an Obi-Wan Kenobi show, you know, blah blah blah. And I'm sitting over here and I'm like, yeah, but I saw a lot of Darth Vader in this episode, so, like, I'm completely satisfied. And, like, you can call it fan service, call it what you want, but, like, just give me Vader and Kenobi, like, in some kind of mental battle, like, chasing each other. Mm-hmm. I'm completely fine for 6 hours.
Right. I'm content. Right.
I'm a child that has been given a new toy. Like, I'm fine with that. I don't care how you know, easy it might seem, like, simple, like, give it to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about you? What's oh, another thing. The lightsabers have been so crisp.
Oh, yeah, like, they look great. Beautiful. Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. So great. And I've specifically been looking at, like, reflections in the way, like, it glows and, like, on things, or I'm like, holy crap, like, that's real. Like, mm-hmm. no question about it. That's how I would feel if I knew no better.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's looked really good, I thought. I don't think I have visuals complaints. It's looked nice. So one of my, Vader is one of my answers. I think they've given us some really cool, like, things about with Darth Vader. Like, even, like, that scene where he walks through the town and is just, like,
it's one of the best
snapping scenes. Snapping necks. You're just like, oh, right. And we talked about it before the show came out. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like how we were going to see, like we're going to see Darth Vader in who he was meant to be, because you didn't get to see it. You got hints of it with obviously like the Jedi Temple killing the younglings and stuff like that. But like, there's a reason the galaxy is afraid of Darth Vader. We're going to see it. Mm-hmm. So like some of the action scenes we've gotten from him, even in this past episode, I thought his little, if you want to call it a fight with Reva, I loved that.
Yeah.
When he pulled the ship apart,
dude,
after
so, like,
he had drug it to the ground, I was just like, oh, man.
That was actually one of my favorite parts because, so in Disneyland, Disney World, Star Tours, mm-hmm. it's a very classic ride. It was the first ever Star Wars ride, like in any amusement park. So the whole thing is like, you're on an adventure, on a Star Tour, like literally what it is. Mm-hmm. And you're like hiding a spy and you have to escape whatever. One of the scenes in that, or one of like the classic scenes in that, is that like Vader sees you and stops your ship and is like holding you back, and I'm just I have to imagine that's kind of where that came from, and it was so cool to see. And then when he starts ripping it apart,
oh my gosh,
oh man,
it's so cool, such a good scene. But I will say that I think my favorite part has been the Obi-Wan portrayal. Like, and I think it's because it shocked me. Like, it surprised me, which it shouldn't have, but it did. Because I think what I expected to see from Obi-Wan was, like, normal Obi-Wan, where he's kind of quirky, he's funny, he's making jokes, he's lighthearted, all of that stuff, right? And then from the first scene you get of him, he's just, like, in this meat plant cutting up, you know, meat, and it's like you just feel the somberness that's on him. And then he like doesn't stand up for the guy in line after he gets like shorted on credits and stuff like that.
Killed.
And you're just like,
oh, that guy. Yeah.
Where the guy's like, and the boss man's like, you got something to say? And he just walks away. And it's just like, oh, this is not the Obi-Wan that we knew before. And then I started thinking about it and I was like, and it shouldn't be the Obi-Wan that we knew before. It should feel different, right? Like, he absolutely should. And so I think that's been a really cool thing that they have done with him. And I wonder if we get more seasons, if we'll see him start to come out of that a little bit. Because I think of the couple things that we've gotten from Obi-Wan after this time period is like episode 4. And I thought he was pretty like, he's pretty jovial and like, you can tell he's more at peace with things in episode 4.
Yeah, like,
and then even the rebel scene where he kills Darth Maul, like, I don't think this current Obi-Wan, this current Obi-Wan doesn't make that happen. So I wonder if we'll get to see the like him coming back out of it or not, or if they'll just end it after this.
I hope so.
It'll be interesting.
One point that was really well made, I thought, was they haven't done it in a few episodes, but he's kind of like trying to reach out to Qui-Gon, and I saw one person say we'll probably see it in the last episode once he is able to come to peace with himself, and that's why he can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you see every time he does kind of try to, he's in this like it looks like he's fighting something in his mind.
Yeah.
And one thing I want to mention too, I feel like that's kind of getting glossed over, is like, it's a broken man, right? Like, he lost his best friend, his brother. It was completely out of his control, or, you know, what he believes is his fault, and his family, his friends, he's the Jedi Order. That was what he lived for. Right. And like, this didn't just like happen, but it happened 10 years ago. So he's been like this for 10 years, a decade of his life. Like that's, I can't imagine the kind of like mental, like torture that would be.
Yeah.
And one thing I actually do want to mention before I forget, I don't think you and I had a chance to talk about it. But it was from someone on TikTok. I don't have their username because it's on my phone, which I'm using as the camera. But I'm going to break your heart. Are you ready for me to break your heart?
You know, what's new?
So I remember you and I were ready to get our heart broken in this show. It hasn't quite happened, I think, thus far to the extent we thought it would. We have one more episode.
Not yet.
But,
yep.
But I heard this, and I believe it's actually a YouTube channel. I need to find them so I can give them credit. But they were, the guy talking about it actually started like crying while explaining it. So that didn't help me listening to it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. but it's the scene in episode 3. Where Leia and Obi-Wan are on the transport getting a ride mm-hmm. from Zach Braff, right? And she looks at him and she realizes, like, oh, he knew my mother.
Cool, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She looks at him, which, God, she's so intelligent. Perfect actress. Gosh, I can't.
Awesome. Wow. Phenomenal, yeah.
She looks at him and she says, are you my real father?
Mm-hmm.
And I think on the surface... I'm going to paraphrase, kind of explain what he explained. So I just want to say that this is not my take. Like, this is someone else's.
Right. Which is
brilliant. But on the surface, it's kind of like, wow, like, she thinks he's his father because, like, he clearly knew her mother and, like, the way he knows her and the way, like, she's just picking up on cues, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you listen to what Obi-Wan says in that whole scene, he talks about his family. And he talks about remembering glimpses of his brother's hand or his mother's hand, like his brother, like very few things. And he had to be like a baby, like very young, right? And mm-hmm. I think the reason he remembers those things, because as infants and stuff, you don't remember that stuff. I feel like my earliest mm-hmm. memory is from like 4 or 5 years old, and it's very, very vague.
Yeah.
It's just not something babies hold on to or young children. So like, I think the reason he remembers those things are like force, like the force. Whether he realizes mm-hmm. it or not, it's the force, you know. And even Leia makes a mention of it in Return of the Jedi, like how beautiful my mother was and stuff like that. You know, I think it's mm-hmm. her, the force, kind of like remembering. Her saying, are you my father? I think in her mind, she is having some kind of force connection because Obi-Wan is the first ever male she sees in her life because he was there. The moment she was born. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe she doesn't even realize it, but she is remembering his face from that moment. And so in her mind, she's like, maybe this is my father. And it's in like actually explaining it. It's very heartbreaking.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, and it's, and I almost wonder if Obi-Wan knows that.
Yeah.
Like he knows that he was there and that she might remember that. And that's why. Mm-hmm. And the pain of like he can't tell her for whatever reason. That episode, I think, in its core, is very, very emotional because in that ride as well, she's like, what was my, I want to know what my father was like. And then proceeds to see Vader walking this in through this field, killing people.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she might have left right before that, but regardless, like,
right,
that's what she sees. Like,
mm-hmm.
And man, you know, you can make arguments like Star Wars shouldn't have to be broken down that much to make such an impact. But like, that is one of the beautiful things I think about it is that it can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just, but I needed, I forgot. I totally forgot to tell you that. That was,
no, that's a, yeah, no, that's, that was definitely an emotional episode for sure.
And like, if you think about it, Leia never sees her father's face.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at the funeral. In episode 6, but even that they showed him with the helmet on.
Right, yep.
Heartbreaking.
Man, absolutely is.
But let's transition to episode 5.
Let's do it.
Before we have mental and emotional breakdowns. Episode 5, best episode thus far in the series. I think we can agree on that, right?
I think so. Yeah, largely. Absolutely.
We finally get to see a lot of Vader. But before mm-hmm. we see that, we see Coruscant, which I didn't realize was Coruscant at first.
I didn't either.
We pan in, and we see the rat tail.
Mm-hmm.
We see the rat tail, and we see Padawan Anakin. We see the lightsaber hilt from episode 2.
I know.
Like, not... I remember that. That's one of my favorite lightsabers. Like, I remember having it as a kid, as a toy. And we see that. And we see them like training. And I gotta tell you my first two thoughts. My first, like, two thoughts. My first thought was, oh my God. Because I was barely awake when I turned it on, and then I was up. I was like, oh my God. This is happening. Second thought. Disney, you couldn't have used a little more money in the budget to de-age this guy a little more?
That's fair.
He you could tell it's not the same time period. Like,
you can absolutely tell.
Come on, we just made Robert Downey Jr. like 40 years younger in Endgame, or I mean in the Civil War, like six years ago. We couldn't have done a little more for Anakin. I feel like that would have been a little easier, but
yeah, you would think so.
But hey, that's okay. I'm gonna take what I've been given, and they can edit that later, right? Mm-hmm. They take stuff out and add stuff all the time to these shows. Apparently that's a thing they can do. But it was cool regardless. I thought Obi-Wan looked spot on for the most part. I thought that was pretty good. I think I'm just going to say this while it's on my mind. I actually, from a nostalgia standpoint, I love the training scenes. I thought they were cool. From a storytelling standpoint, I thought they were a little too on the nose with trying to like exactly parallel what was going on in the show. I didn't like that, I'll be honest.
I had the same feeling a little bit. Yeah, it's just like, okay, guys, like maybe my biggest thing is like, we know Anakin Skywalker. We don't, like, I don't need to see a scene telling me what he's like. I've been rewatching the same three movies for like 20 years.
20 years.
I am very aware of the temperament of Anakin Skywalker. Like, I don't need you to explain that to me. Like, it's not news. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, oh, wow, he's impatient.
Wow, that's like, new.
Yeah, we know. Remember when Count Dooku cuts his arm off? Like, what?
Remember when he cuts Count Dooku's head off? I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very well aware. Oh, remember that animated show where he just like cold-bloodedly kills someone? I remember. Yeah. Like, you don't need to remind me. I did like the one part of it, like in the middle of it where he like gets aggressive in there, because I was like, that was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, even in training, he was aggressive. But yeah, like with the dialogue, I was like, it kind of almost does injustice to like episode 2 and 3, where he slowly becomes more angry and like he like almost jealous, I don't know, maybe, but
right
I don't know, like yeah, it's redundant. It's like I said, just how closely it parallels, like, don't, okay, like, one, I guess the one that comes to mind is like, don't have the dialogue where Obi-Wan's like, attacking is not the Jedi way. Cut to Vader and he's like, attack. Like, no, I don't
need to do that. It's a little much. Yeah. Like, I'm fine with the scene, and I'm fine if you want to give us, you know, young Anakin, young Obi-Wan. Like, that's cool. I enjoy that. But you're right. Like, you didn't have to do it like that. Like, it was just unnecessary.
Show that whole 5-minute training sequence. The first scene, all of it, and then add all of those in later, where I can watch and be like, "Oh, that's kind of like in the training scene." Like, let me go back to it and figure that out.
Right? I don't like. I don't need it spelled out pieced together.
Respect
for
my
me.
Intelligence. Yeah, yes. Respect my intelligence. Watching this, right? Because I think that's actually one of the most beautiful things Marvel has done. Is they respect your intelligence and assume that you know, or will figure it out. Do that with me. And if I can't figure it out, whatever. I'll figure it out in like 10 years, right? Like, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, don't, I don't know.
You're totally right, though, because if they would have just taken all those cutscenes and stuck them together at the beginning, it would have been better. You're totally right. Maybe that's something they'll do post.
I usually am,
production.
I know. Yeah, cool.
I usually am.
That's our friendship right there. That like 6 seconds that you just saw.
Yeah, it's just about, yeah. Friendship is a strong word for our relationship, but
I just want to preface is not the right word, but the 40 minutes before we hit the record button, all he was doing was trying to get me to move to where he's at. I just need to throw that out there for the public.
Yeah, my name on this program is Move Here.
Is it really? It is. Mine is still Vengeance from March. Watching Batman.
trying to convince him to why he should live in my basement for an yet to be agreed upon amount of time.
Wait, you're saying like move there for like an undisclosed amount of time before moving again?
Well, I'm eventually going to kick you out of the basement. I just don't know how long
it's going to take. Oh, like in your house.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Depends how helpful you are, probably. And I know the answer, and it's not very.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Anyway, all right. Back to the episode. So we liked the flashbacks. Just think it could have been done a little bit differently. I don't disagree. Also, if you're going to give me flashbacks to explain a character's personality, can we maybe do it with a character that is, I don't know, new? Like,
yeah, like I don't know. Okay.
One that we don't know anything about? Like, what? Which maybe I guess technically they did, but...
No, they didn't. Okay, here's the thing. So, maybe we're still really, really new to YouTube, and new enough as a group to podcasting mm-hmm. together, where yep. you know maybe mm-hmm. people don't fully understand that we are super positive about Star Wars. I think we are. Like, we really mm-hmm. don't complain
Absolutely.
About Star
yeah.
Wars. However, I'm throwing that out the window for like the next few minutes, because I agree
All right,
with
let's
you 100%. Don't give me a new character, and show me, because we've established spoilers, by the way, for episode 5. Okay.
I have to assume that if you've watched the episode 5 review, you've probably watched it too.
You've watched it, yes. Okay, cool. She was a youngling. She felt that Obi-Wan was not there to help her. Anakin, we learned, stabbed her. Right. That was kind of whatever. And yeah, that happened.
What the heck?
Which, that's a whole nother thing. But
mm-hmm.
if you're going to give me flashbacks, 100% agree with what you said. Don't give me flashbacks of the same 4 seconds. Give me flashbacks of her, like, scared and, like, trying and maybe, like, mm-hmm. seeing Obi-Wan on the thing. Like, I don't know. Or, like, hearing yeah. Obi-Wan have this, like, coded message that says, all Jedi disappear. So she's thinking he told everyone to get away. Like, something like that. Don't... Okay. I loved seeing Anakin in the 501st come in hot, right? Like
yeah.
stomping like they own the place. I'm going to go against every nostalgic fiber of my being. I've seen it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I loved it. Don't get me wrong. Don't hear what I'm not saying. But flesh out that story of our new character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. And another thing. Reva, I think, is a good villain, not for this show. I think the show was the right place to introduce yeah. her. I think that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Tala is the best new character in this whole series. Like, in the 10 minutes of screen time, so when she actually got killed, I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was cool.
Yeah.
Like, I cared. She barely did anything. In 2 episodes.
Mm-hmm. I like the new, I like the rebel guy that's played by Ice yeah. Cube's son. That's Ice Cube's yeah. son, right?
Totally.
I like that guy a lot. I like, is it Raja?
Everybody else? Raja's pretty cool. I didn't think I'd like Raja. No, Haja. Haja. Because he's ha-how. It's ha-how if someone misspelled.
Oh.
I'm very confused.
That's funny. Yeah. Haja. Haja's yeah, I cool. like him. He's fun.
I'm still blown away that they gave us a Luke teaser and we all freaked out, and then he's just like, it's all Leia. That's still good. That blows my mind.
I love that they did that. That was a great swerve. Hilarious. Mm-hmm.
That was a great swerve.
All right, so.
Yeah.
Vader stabs Reva at the end.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't die.
Okay, no, before you go there.
Are we just going to...
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Because
mm-hmm.
I want to address this before you address what you're about to address, because I think I know what you're going to say.
Okay.
Reva she's cutting people's hands off, right? She's mean. She means business. Mm-hmm. She threw a knife at a guy's face, and the Jedi just happened to catch it. Yep. Had not, it was going through this guy's head, right?
Mm-hmm.
She means business. And as soon as Obi-Wan says, "You're hunting Vader, let me help you," she's like, you can instantly see her be like, "Think about it. No, I don't want that quick of a turn." No.
It was pretty wrong. Quick, wasn't it?
I didn't like that.
One conversation. And then
she was like, "No, we're going to take you." Cool. Liked it. But then immediately when he gets captured, she's like, "We can do this together." And she's like, "Okay." And oh, then man. She does what I think you're going to say, where she gets stabbed. And then maybe it's bad again. Is that where you were going with that?
Right, like she's not dead.
So
here's what. So she's not going to die somehow. I need to point this out, but in this one episode, we were given three instances of people being stabbed in the stomach with a lightsaber and not dying from it. One of them being a child, right? One of them being the same person, but as an adult, and one of them being the Grand Inquisitor.
Which I will. I did find out 2 days ago. He has two stomachs. Those species have two stomachs.
Great.
Cool.
Way to fix your problems. I just am thinking back to another character who I would expect to be more powerful than all of them, who was also stabbed in the stomach and died immediately.
No, let me think about it. Oh. There won't be that much silence in the video, but that was a lot longer than it should have been. Go ahead.
Qui-Gon Jinn. Master Qui-Gon stabbed in the stomach in episode 1 and dies within 3 minutes?
Yeah.
What the
I mean, he definitely lived long enough to see that badass duel between Obi-Wan and Maul, though. Which is
pretty cool. He did. He did. It was pretty great. But what's the difference here? You know what I mean?
Story? That's literally it. I mean, the writing. Convenience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, money. That's about it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just get a huge swerve where Qui-Gon's not dead, and he just said "Sayonara" for first 3 episodes, and then shows up.
Right, right.
maybe we'll see a young. Maybe we'll get the line somehow. Qui-Gon returned.
Somehow, the Emperor returned.
Do you think we see Yoda in the last episode? No, we're not doing predictions yet, but I just thought about it.
I don't think so. No. Maybe. No. No, I don't think so.
I think
that'd be too much.
Okay, we'll get there.
No, because I think we'll see. Okay. Do you want to do predictions now?
No, wait. Oh, no, but I want to address something first. I didn't like the ending of episode 5 before we get to predictions. Because she finds the hologram thing that somehow still works, and what is she doing with that? Is that supposed to be oh, she's gonna use this? Is she bad again? I don't understand what's happening.
Well you gotta remember who her enemy is. I think Darth Vader. The assumption is,
right,
her enemy is Darth Vader. She doesn't like Darth Vader, and I think we're assuming that she realizes who they're talking about and who the boy is.
Because, she thinks a Jedi that she, right?
No, right? Not any Jedi. I think she's supposed to know that that's Darth Vader's son.
No, do not hit me with that. Do not hit me with that. There is no reason that we.
Why else would she care?
Okay. I need to say this before everyone attacks me.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem. It's so messed up that I even have to say this. I have no problem with the actress. I have no problem with her portrayal. Yeah. I think it's the character and the way it was written on paper by other people.
Mm-hmm.
Need to make that loud and clear.
Yeah.
There is no reason this new character that I've given no reason to care about should know this much information. Sorry. And I honestly, I don't want to hear that it's because of the Force. Because at that point, every person should know that has the Force.
Mm-hmm. No, I think we're supposed to assume that from the words that Bail Organa says in that little hologram, that she like pieces it together.
I'm okay if she's like, oh, because she asked Owen if he was hiding a Jedi. He said no. And if like she realizes yes, that's fine. That's investigative work. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
If they give me that she knows it's Vader's, why would she know Vader has kids, though? She shouldn't. No one should.
No, but I think that's what we're going to assume, because now okay, let's present the two scenarios. Let's say she finds out it's some random Jedi kid. She doesn't care. Like we have been presented with that in this episode, that like she was never in it to kill all the Jedi. She was just in it to get to Vader. Right? If that's her like motivation, she's not going to like pull herself off the ground after being stabbed in the stomach to go like find some random force sensitive kid. Like she can save that for later. But I think what we're supposed to see is that she's like, oh, I can get back at Vader by killing his son.
I've not seen it play out, so I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt, but I'll be so mad if that happens. I think that is the most, like, I'm reacting purely on emotion at this moment, but like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
But like, I know, I guess my thought process was, the way I picked up on it at first was like, oh, there's this hologram. Maybe I can get my job back. That's literally what I took out of it. I hope not, because that was just a stupid. I think it was the worst cliffhanger of the whole series, personally. But I don't know. But also,
that's what I picked up on, at least, is like she understands who he is, and now she's gonna go do something about it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the only logical you gotta think too.
And now that I'm like starting to think about it, it might actually make sense. She's like the only other person that knows he's Anakin Skywalker, right?
Yeah, like, well, I guess he knows that she knows, because yeah, he mentioned it.
But like other people in the galaxy, they don't really know that. So well,
what if? Don't even know about
What if she did research on Anakin Skywalker, and happens to know that his family is from Tatooine, you know, like it's, what if she knew that maybe she knew who Owen was that whole time?
See, now you're on to something.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one episode left.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the
mm-hmm.
If I know for a fact there's a second season, I can somewhat get on board with this.
Right, right.
But at the same time, you have to maneuver it so well where Vader has no idea. Ever.
Exactly.
No inkling, anything.
But I think they've sort of set that up, because like she's not on his team.
Right.
We know that. Or, now, here's another thing that could have happened. It's possible. But I don't like, you don't think she just like dies right there, right? Like you don't think she like pieced it together and then KO'd, right?
It would, they wouldn't have had the whole like her picking it up thing. That
right. They would have shown her dying. Probably. Because that would be fine. I'd be fine with that if she like pieced it together because she knew so much and then died. That would be, I would feel satisfied with that.
I'm actually really dissatisfied with the whole, like, I'm actually a little disappointed in Vader, come to think of it, because, like, he clearly knows it was her that he stabbed, and then just does the same thing. Like, we've been shown, I feel like he would have, like, Dooku'd her or something.
Mm-hmm. And, like,
with the two lightsabers.
I thought so, too. I thought he was going to do something cool, and then he just didn't. Anyway, he, like, made the whole thing. He's like, what, you don't think I knew you were there?
Yeah, like, was he toying with her the last 5 years?
The same thing happened. The same thing happened again. Like, what? But yeah, it's possible that Is it some weird Sith test? Where it's just like, he's not actually threatened by her. You know what I mean?
No, not at all. Not
when and I'm so he's like, fine. It's like, I'll just do this and see what happens. Like, and if she becomes stronger and fights through it, then he has just gotten himself an even stronger Padawan.
That's true, because literally the Grand Inquisitor comes back in and his line is, it's amazing what vengeance, revenge can do.
Mm-hmm.
Or override the will to live or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, actually, which basically, can we just say, the Grand Inquisitor's death was the most overdramatic thing that was none necessary ever. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I assume it has to be that Vader was, like, toying with her, because he made her Grand Inquisitor knowing the Grand Inquisitor wasn't dead, right?
Exactly, right.
So maybe it is all a test for her.
I'm wondering if it is some sort of, like, I just don't know if they're going to say it, you know what I mean? So we're just going to have to like pretend that that's what it is and then never really know. And so we're going to be like in this, like, well, maybe it wasn't awful. It's going to be like everyone's Jar Jar theories where it's like, oh, the story feels less bad if Jar Jar is this like secret Sith villain that hands the Republic over to Palpatine. But it's like, nobody knows that that's the case. It's less dramatic than that one, obviously, but, you know.
It's great Star Wars lore.
But yeah, like, exactly.
And that's the thing with this show, too, is, like, this stuff is all cool when you digged into it, but, like, it shouldn't be like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I know I reference Marvel a lot, but it's literally, like, almost perfectly done. Because
mm-hmm.
If you're like, what is Marvel? How's the story go? It's everything I'm going to tell you is stuff that happens on screen. And lore makes it a little cooler, or like Easter mm-hmm. eggs make it cooler, but none of it's necessary to like dig into to enjoy and understand it.
Right.
Or Star Wars. And maybe it's just us as fans trying to make it better when in actuality it's not sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is okay.
I think there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's hard to this. Yeah, I don't know. I will say I'm very happy that I don't know what's happening next in each episode. Like, that's been kind of cool. I like not having really an idea. Luke is somehow coming back into this, right? That's what it seems like.
Yeah, so it sounds like there's probably just going to be some showdown on Tatooine, would be my assumption.
Do you think Luke and Leia meet?
Whoa, that'd be kind of cool.
Because, like, they're young enough where they wouldn't remember or, like, realize that's who it was
later. They wouldn't, like, recognize each other, yeah.
Like, as long as they don't call her the Princess of Alderaan or something, or name, like, because he knows that's who he rescues later.
Yeah. That's a good point. I don't know. I think maybe we just see Obi-Wan, maybe they go back. Well, no, because they're stuck in space, right? Like, the hyperdrive went out, so.
It would actually be really cool if,
You know what might be that? You know what? You go ahead, then I'll tell you mine.
I was going to say it'd be really cool if, like, Luke is in danger and Leia senses it and just says someone needs our help.
Because that would be cool. That would be really cool, actually.
Because it'd actually be really cool, one, because they're brother and sister and they have that connection. She can feel it. Mm-hmm. But two, if she's the one that saves him and then in episode four, he's the one that saves her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the Empire. Like, I think that would actually be really cool.
Yeah.
Not so on the nose, you know, and you're not breaking canon.
Right.
I don't know. I think that would be super, super cool.
Yeah. All right. So here's my last thought. Okay. There's only one episode left. So was the Reva cliffhanger not a cliffhanger for episode 6, but a cliffhanger for season 2? Here's my rationale. Where did Obi-Wan ended on? They're on that ship and their hyperdrive's down, right? Like, that's probably going to be a lot of the next episode is like them going somewhere close. Mm-hmm. And then then there's some showdown.
Go ahead.
Between Obi-Wan and Darth Vader? Like, wherever they end up.
Sacrifice themselves. as a hologram projection to Darth Vader.
Yeah, exactly.
What if that was the battle? It was all a hologram of Obi-Wan to Darth Vader.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, there'd be so many people that would unsubscribe to Star Wars.
Oh man. But you know what I mean? No. Like, it seems like a lot for them to go from, okay, we're on the ship, they can't move, to that problem gets solved. Leia ends back up on Alderaan. They get to Tatooine and have some face off with Reva, but we know it's not resolved fully with Vader. That's a lot to pack in to one episode.
Yeah, unless it's like an hour and a half. I don't know.
Yeah.
It might be. There's some theaters that are showing like a whole marathon.
I saw that, that they're doing like all six things.
I can't imagine they're doing that for an hour episode.
Yeah.
So
who knows?
I don't know. I mean, Stranger Things announced the last two were like 2.5 hours each. That's a way to do finales. But
no kidding.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I hope there is a second season. I really, really do. Because, I mean, I don't know, but I do. Yeah. Was it you and I talking? I don't think it was. About how, like, why the heck he doesn't just drop Leia back off at Alderaan? Or why he didn't before? Like, after this? Or, like, after they left the Inquisitorious planet? Because, like, Vader wouldn't go after them there. Because, like, he's very well aware that Reva kept an Imperial senator's daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to, like, go after her. I don't know. It was weird that they didn't just drop her off. Or why did he call Bail and be like, yo, I got her?
Right.
Leave him a voicemail. Like, I got her. I'll bring her home soon. Like, we're getting
maybe some, that's like, maybe that's what's going to happen, is that Bail's, all the rebel ships are going to show up and save the one. Maybe. I bet that's what happens. Maybe we'll see the ghost.
That's exactly what happens. Stop it. No. Well, no. I'm trying to think when Bad Batch takes place, because Hera's still pretty young. I don't know. It's possible.
Ezra would be 10.
Oh. So Hera would probably be... I bet she's doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Bad Batch is like right after Order 66, and she's like she's flying. Yeah.
Yeah. So 10 years later. Because, I mean, Hera is probably what? So Ezra is 14 at the beginning of Rebels?
Exact same age as Luke's, yeah.
Yeah. So I think
him and Luke were born on the same day, I believe. So.
No way. That's cool.
Yeah. Empire Day, right? Yeah.
I don't remember.
Order 66 Day, Empire Day. I don't know. I don't know. I guess we've kind of been doing episode 6 predictions anyway. I don't really know where we're at. So let's start doing that thing where we hype ourselves up and get over excited and our expectations get super high.
That's going to be tough. Okay. Let's go ahead.
You said it's going to be tough or it's not going to be tough?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be kind of tough. Okay.
I'm just going to come out with the big one. I'm going to come out with the big guns. Okay.
Yep.
Maybe my timeline's off here. Could be very well be off. I don't claim to be an expert. I claim to be a fan. Okay, there's a difference. Not an expert in anything, but Rebel Alliance comes in and helps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's Bail Organa, and you hear over the radio. Maybe you don't hear this. Maybe you do. You hear over the radio that Fulcrum has entered the chat room. And we all know, if you've not seen Rebels, then you should just stop watching this and go watch Rebels. If you watch Rebels, you know that Fulcrum is the code name for Ahsoka Tano.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it would just be this, like... Because... It wouldn't work. But also, there's stuff in this show that doesn't work already, so I'm for it. Yeah, I'm totally for true. It. Like, yeah. Can we get some Ahsoka Tano? Can we get an Ahsoka Tano like name drop? Why have we not gotten an Ahsoka Tano name drop?
It's kind of weird, right?
Like, we're not in the prequel era. Like, Ahsoka Tano is probably, honest to God, the most popular Star Wars character. Like, you can make a very strong argument. that she is the...
Which...
Two Ahsoka Tano lightsaber hilt sets in California.
Two sets of the same thing.
No, they're two different lightsaber hilts. Clone Wars and Rebels.
That doesn't help your case.
It doesn't. One set of each. That's all, like, the most popular cosplay is Ahsoka Tano.
Mm-hmm. And it's that.
Where is my Ahsoka Tano reference?
I think we do get something Ahsoka related in this last episode. Whether it's a flashback and we get to see Clone Wars Ahsoka, whether it's something like that where she's in the fleet or something, you know what I mean? It's something. We'll get, if not, like, if they don't, then, like, what was their point in making this show?
Say that again. Because if they don't mention Ahsoka, what was the whole point of the show? Is that what you said?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I said.
Oh, because with the Ahsoka show coming out, it's the perfect lead-in.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the general audience who haven't watched it.
And why make an Obi-Wan show? Because people want to see an Obi-Wan show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they want to see an Obi-Wan show? Because of all of this back history that we have, which a ton of it is because of Ahsoka. Like, if they don't give that, then, like, what was their real goal here? Like, it's not just, like, to fill story gaps. That's not what it is. Like, they made it because they think they can make money off of it. And they think they can make money off of it because they put in things like Ahsoka.
Look at the Star Wars Celebration poster. They have characters. Like, she's very front and center. Like, mm-hmm. in there. Like, she's coming out with her own TV show. People want to see her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it gives general
audience. Makes me wonder if they're just saving it.
Is that season two? Obi-Wan and Ahsoka?
Right.
Like, if that's it, cool. All of this is awesome. Like, cool. Like, I'm on.
Is there a surprise coming? Like, not just, like, in the episode, but, like, overall. Like, I know I talked about, like, oh, we're going to get a Vader series right afterward.
You did say that, yeah. I don't know. Like, that's a good point. I think Disney has done a great job of, like, adding to stories where, like, I didn't really know I needed it or, like, wanted mm-hmm. it necessarily. Like, I accepted I had no idea what happened in 10 years. They're like, right. I was cool. Or 20, 19 years. Like, I was cool. But I don't know. Maybe.
Like, are we going to get... Is it secretly eight episodes? Show?
Well, okay. So it's funny you say that. Because I'm announcing right here there are more. No, it's funny you say that. Because at Celebration, and I have a video of it on my telephone device. Ewan McGregor comes out to say, like, thank you to the fans. This is the first, like, Celebration he's been to. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to do it next year. And he says, thank you so much, guys. Can't wait for you guys to see this journey with us for this Kenobi series. All the episodes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, and 7 and 8 and 9. And does that. He does do that. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people that were like, was that a troll, or did he was just kind of, was he just counting, or was, like,
right?
Was it a hint? Was it, like, some, like, marketing tease hint that, like, no, there are more? Mm-hmm. Because also, if you think about it, we've been waiting for this character for 17 years and you're going to give us 6 episodes. Cool. You're going to give us a third of it in one day.
Right. Yeah. And I think there's more, and whether that's another series or another season or just secretly having more episodes, I think something's going to happen. Like, they're going to drop something. I don't know if it's just going to be, like, in the news next Wednesday, mm-hmm. or if it's going to be, like, at the end, back next week, or Obi-Wan will return in big letters. Vader premieres.
Oh, God.
May 2023. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, we have to assume. Okay, actually, I'm not going to get into that. Okay, so Stranger Things announced, it's like they're doing two parts. Part one was episodes 1 through 7, And then mm-hmm. part two is episodes 8 and 9, 2.5 hours each. What if that's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Kenobi will return in part 6 and 7, streaming August, whatever, and they're 2 hours each.
Mm-hmm.
Because thinking about the episode I just watched, that's, to me, that's the middle of a series. Right? Like,
mm-hmm.
that seems like a midpoint.
Yeah.
Like, there's a big...
And even if you think about, like, Clone Wars Rebels, you get these, like, arcs. These story arcs in the middle of your series. And this just feels like a story arc. It doesn't feel like an entire season of a show.
Oh, man. You said it would be hard to do this. It's not. You just added on, totally, like, four more episodes.
This is the first thing I said too. Like,
this video going viral, so people can link it when it gets announced. Oh, mm-hmm. you predicted it. Oh man, yeah, that's actually a really, really good point. Like
you don't feel like you're heading into the finale next week, right?
No, not by any means.
No,
not by any means.
Is there?
You
a
know
movie?
What this feels like? You know what it feels like? Stop it. You know what this feels like? It feels like Infinity War. Doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Where, like, there's a lot happening and you're like, oh my God. But then come to the end and you're like, whoa, like, what? Like, this is
did
the most unresolved thing. We did know. We did know it was going to be 2 parts at the time.
Okay.
Yes.
I couldn't remember.
We did. So, like, it was cool that it happened. But, like,
mm-hmm.
I guess, like, also, like, the internet sucks, right? Like, people on the internet, like, generally, it's not like, it's not the most, like, nurturing place, like, that you could, like, hang out in.
That's fair.
Like, Disney knows that, like, how people, like, react to things, right? So you almost wonder if that is the whole point.
Mm-hmm. Like,
especially, like,
I just don't
like Deborah Chow.
It's hard
because. Like,
yeah,
she's
been
phenomenal in the other stuff she's done. So, like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, something feels.
It feels weird, and so the problem is the only thing that makes me hesitant is that we got Boba Fett. Like, they gave us the Boba Fett show, which was hot garbage, and so part of me is like, well, would I be that surprised if they put out another show and it was like kind of meh? Not completely.
Right.
But then I think about, like, other stuff that has happened in the TV world. I think about Rebels. I think about Clone Wars. I think about Mandalorian. Like, and you think about what they had. Like, you don't decide to make an Obi-Wan show.
5 years ago, by the way. It's not mm-hmm. new.
Like,
they didn't do this last year.
And
they've been
asking him over and over and over again to do it, right? Like, when you make that decision that, hey, I'm going to open this can of worms that is Obi-Wan Kenobi, like, you don't do that lightly. And you shouldn't, like you don't mess around with it.
Like, like this podcast, we decide, let's do a podcast, let's do a YouTube show, we're going to record, we're going to put mm-hmm. some stuff out. Cool.
Yeah.
You don't do that with this.
No.
Like,
no.
Like, if this was like General Grievous or something, okay, like, I kind of get it.
Yeah, sure. Or like, Boba
cool,
Fett, maybe.
Whatever. Yeah, cool. But, like, yeah, Obi-Wan, you don't do that. Like, it's mm-hmm. not, this is not, like, this has been people's favorite characters from the beginning of Star Wars, mm-hmm. since 1977.
Like, is there, he's probably the most beloved character in all of Star Wars.
Yeah. Like, and, like, when you really think about, I guess, just, like Star Wars, or, I mean, even characters in general. Who's the more, like, who's the most pure, one of the most pure-hearted characters? It's Obi-Wan, right?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Like, not that he hasn't done things wrong, but, like...
I bet they just dropped season 2 coming. I bet that's what it is at the end of the next episode.
Would you rather have, like, two more episodes at, like, 2 hours each? I think I'd rather have...
I don't know. You got to think, like, if there's a season 2, there could be a season 3 and a season 4. And it's like, we could have like several more years of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like, I'm not going to turn that down.
You could do 9 more seasons.
You could do it. Like, I mean, you can do a lot. Cause I'm picturing it like, okay, what does it look like? And what if you just use this Kenobi show to like intro the rebellion over the next few years?
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, like I don't,
who cares? And then you end it. The end of the show is when he kills Darth Maul.
I'd be like, that'd be a beautiful, like,
but in live action
finale where you don't actually see it though. Maybe you just see Maul approach him and you're like,
oh, yeah.
And then, cause it doesn't, it respects the duel that was, cause they put a lot of thought into that duel. Dave Filoni did like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Yeah, it's, mm-hmm. That would actually be kind of a cool.
Hmm. It would be kind of cool, huh? All right.
Could... Okay, we're done. We're done. We're done. That was good. There's... You're right. You're right.
I don't think people want to hear. People don't want to hear us come up with 40,000 different possibilities of what could happen.
But you can if you subscribe. I'm just kidding. No.
Listen to the unedited version, which is 6 hours long, on our Patreon.
It's longer than all the Kenobi episodes combined. Tell them what maybe we wanted we'll to see. great. This is that this conversation actually went. I'm a lot more hopeful now. Ended on a very good note.
Which might be a problem, but I'll take it for the week.
It is a problem, but I will take it. A lot to think about, a lot to digest. Mm-hmm. Just know that when this does get announced,
Here's
where you heard it. Maybe you didn't hear her first, but
Disney, you can send your checks to the Carbonite crew.
Hey, I am just, call me Riley Poole from National Treasure, which, by the way, that movie is National Treasure. It's so awesome. Where he gets in the car, his Lambo, at the very end, he says, I'm sitting on 1%, half of 1%. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. That's fine with me. Because oh, with that and then our 0.5% for Marvel, we'll be fine.
We'll be good to go. Marvel,
which I'm just saying John Favreau is a common denominator in this, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing that out there. But
John Favreau, yeah, are you my real father?
I'm saving that. That's gonna be like some like sound bit in the intro forever to come. Oh, I love man. It. It's my favorite. Oh, thank you guys for watching. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you have not. Like the video if you like the video. If you dislike the video, still like the video and watch some of the other videos. If you're listening in podcast form, thank you so much. And until next time, may the force be with you.
See you guys.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.